the government in 2015. Building a stronger Jamaica, improving people's lives.
Facilitating ready, timely access to official information remains a key objective of the government, and several measures were undertaken during 2015 to accomplish this goal. We recap these and other developments in the information portfolio for the year 2015. Cabinet in December approved a Government of Jamaica communications policy geared at establishing a framework to be used by ministries, departments, and agencies for communicating and engaging with members of the public. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the policy will seek to ensure timely, consistent, and accurate dissemination of official information, as well as the use of effective strategies to transmit, reach, and get feedback from citizens.
The policy articulates 9 pillars of government communication responsibilities, including providing timely, accurate, and clear information, ensuring that government institutions are appropriately identified, visible, accessible, and accountable to the people, ensuring more cooperation among ministries, departments, and agencies, and leveraging social media.
Senator Faulkner adds that the policy outlines clear roles and responsibilities for ministers, government communicators, and other government officials in the dissemination of official information. In November, the government signed an agreement with the government of South Korea for support in the purchase of a $200,000 state-of-the-art digital archival system, which will allow for the preservation of the audiovisual data of several public agencies. The system will allow the agencies to convert analog source material of objects, images, sounds, and video recordings to digital format, providing for easier access, retrieval, and usage. In keeping with a wider ongoing program for the orderly, phased elimination of unlicensed channels from local cable packages, the Broadcasting Commission last year required all local cable companies to remove 19 channels from their customer packages.
These channels that are involved in this first phase include 9 from the Encore suite of channels, 5 from the Showtime group of channels, 4 from the Stars group of channels, as well as a channel known as Movie Channel Extra.
Chairman of the Broadcasting Commission of Jamaica, Professor Hopton Dunn. The government also took major steps towards increasing gender equality and eliminating gender-based violence across the country. The sexual harassment bill was tabled in the House of Representatives in December. The legislation provides a framework for addressing the issue of sexual harassment in Jamaica, establishing what constitutes sexual harassment in the home, workplace, and institutions, as well as the actions that can be taken against persons who commit such offenses.
Importantly, too, under the Act, victims of sexual harassment will be able to seek redress in the Resident Magistrates Court or at a special division of the Industrial Disputes Tribunal, which will be established for this purpose.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. Additionally, the Bureau of Women's Affairs in November launched a social media campaign aimed at providing a platform for individuals to speak out against and collaborate on the issue of gender-based violence, particularly as it affects women and girls. The Bureau's media campaign also sought to engage men and boys as advocates and agents of change, to challenge harmful social cultural norms and gender stereotypes, as well as engage youth to create and disseminate anti-violence and empowering messages towards achieving gender equality.
The government is committed to providing the enabling environment to protect and empower our women. Today and always, I call on all Jamaicans to positively engage on this issue of violence against women. Violence against women and girls impedes the nation's development and hinders our efforts towards peace. Violence against women affects everyone in society.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Maintaining an informed, educated populace is a key part of the government's plan to empower citizens to improve their lives and build a stronger Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.